This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Drops it off to Vooch, he'll dunk it down. Daddy Vooch!
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
Throws up ahead to Isaac, and look at the tomahawk from the Seminole. Oh, Chief Osceola smiling somewhere.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And here we go, another edition of Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. We got Magic head coach Steve Clifford on the horn. We're going to go to him in just a second. The Magic have their first game of the preseason. Hard to believe, Saturday. Saturday against the San Antonio Spurs. You can hear coverage starting at 8 o'clock right here on Saturday night on 96.9 The Game. Today was day three of training camp. We're going to cover all of that and more, and we're going to do that with the Magic head coach, Steve Clifford. And time now to welcome in the head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford, kind enough to give us a few minutes here. Coach, it's always great to talk to you, and I know you're pretty excited about my Red Sox not making the postseason. I certainly understand that. How much do you appreciate what the Rays have done? A nice win last night as they're now going to face the Houston Astros, but just down the road in Tampa, how much do you appreciate their season?
Oh, I think it's incredible year in, year out, what they do. I think a lot of people forget in baseball, it's such an unbalanced schedule. And for a small market team who, you know, has a small payroll, and they play the Red Sox and the Yankees 19 times each every year.
Right.
Which is basically, you know, so that's 38 out of 162. So basically, it's almost a quarter of your schedule. You are playing teams that spend, I would think, well, easily over three times more on their payroll than you do. So I think what they do year in and year out is unbelievable.
I don't know. I know you know a lot of coaches in different sports. I don't know if you've ever met Kevin Cash, but especially given exactly what you said, a small payroll and the fact that he's got to develop talent, I know you can certainly appreciate what he's done with what he's had to work with.
Oh, I think the whole thing is, I mean, I think it all works together. I think it was an article about from the way they make trades to the way they draft to the way they do free agency, and then their plan with all of their own players. And one of the toughest things in sports is always, you know, be on top of your own players, make good decisions about your own roster. And they obviously do a phenomenal job with that.
Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, and coach, I want to get your thoughts. You had a special guest today at training camp, a guy that I know you think very highly of in Tracy McGrady. You got to witness history from him back in 2004 and saw him have a lot of special nights in the NBA. Just talk on how that came about and kind of the impact that he had on your practice today.
No, he was great, and he came in and he talked to the team. I thought it was a great message, and he talked to the team about the year. It was actually the year after we left, and they had won 13 or 14 in a row in Houston, and he told a story they went to practice and found out that Yao was injured and out for the year, and that, you know, Dikembe was still there as the backup. Dikembe became the starter. Luis Scola was a rookie and started playing more. And Tracy talked to the team about how they got to 22 in a row. They won 8 more in a row without Yao, which is obviously an incredible feat. But he talked to the team that the strength of that group was staying together, believing in each other and how they played, and everybody buying into their role. And that's why any team in our league wins consistently. And it was a great message from obviously from a Hall of Fame player.
You know, and I know we think about the 13 points in 33 seconds, which was incredible. You witnessed, you sat right there and saw that. How was the message he gave today received from some of these young guys hearing that from a guy that accomplished so much?
Oh, it was great. And I thought they were tuned in. And then he took a number of the wing guys, Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, Wes Iwundu, and some of the other guys watched. And he put them through what used to be his workout, his footwork part of his workout, which is, you know, very pertinent to what they do. And I thought it was, it was really, really valuable for everybody. I just, you know, I mean, I was so appreciative of of the time he gave us, and it was, you know, like I said, valuable time for all of us.
No question. Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, I know you said today was the best day of training camp so far. Just touch on what you were able to accomplish and why you appreciate the effort here today.
No, I just think we had a different energy level today, good concentration, and we played good defense yesterday, but struggled on the offensive end. And today it was really much more all around, and shot the ball better, got the ball going inside out more, much crisper in everything we did. And, you know, it's like anything else, Dante. You know, it started with right from the beginning, guys fighting through fatigue and really just really pleased with the way the guys practiced.
Training camp has changed so much, Cliff, from when you first came into this league. Really, you got 4 days in a film session maybe for a second part of a two-a-day, but it's changed. How much do you try to put in 4 days? What are you trying to get out of training camp?
Well, you have to get organized. I mean, one of the things about our league is, you know, if you don't have enough offense in, you have no chance. And, you know, right now it's, you know, the games, frankly, are, it's not that, you know, you always want to win, but it's much more, about getting better, you know, in these first couple preseason games. Training camp is shorter, so you do have to get organized quicker. And, you know, listen, you know, 20 years ago, I mean, we used to do back-to-backs. I think it was like, whatever, the first three nights, four nights, five
right,
nights.
Right.
Now we only do it once. So that part of it is much different.
Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, we know your principles, coach. We know you want on offense the ball to hit the paint. We know you want to be a top defensive team. You want to be one of the best rebounding teams in the NBA. Anything different? Any new wrinkles? Any new asks of your group this year?
Well, I think I think what you do, Dante, to me, if you look at what wins in your league, which are the things that you just talked about, and then you evaluate your roster, and you have to try to figure out the best way for, you know, your players to play to their strengths, your team to play to their strengths that fits into what wins. So I don't think that the overall plan ever changes that much. You know, the offensive part is obviously, I think, is always the puzzle of, you know, figuring out the best lineups of guys playing together and like that. But I think the defensive part pretty much stays the same.
Cliff, I know you were working on combinations, and you know you had DJ and Markell out there yesterday together. And just touch on kind of what you're looking for, and is that kind of some of the stuff that you'll be looking at in preseason and training camp, trying to fit all your different combinations together, see what works and what doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for balanced play. You know, you're looking to have for 48 minutes have teams on the floor that can play both offense and defense. And you know, sometimes you can find something, even if it's in a practice where they're just playing 5-on-5, that, you know, could you know, amount to something if you stay with it and work with that group. So I think that's one of the things you do now. You experiment with different groups, and, you know, that's what we'll continue to do.
Can you touch on Markelle Fultz for you from a coaching perspective, how you're handling his development, his year, and kind of what you've seen from Markell to this point?
No, I mean, the biggest thing I like about him, there's a lot to like about him. He's a gifted guy. He's high character, but he's very high IQ. In terms of practicing, the biggest thing I like about him already is that whatever you work on in the drills, there's immediate carryover into how you play. Yesterday we did a lot of breakdowns on pick and roll defense, and he immediately applied them when we played 5-on-5. So, he's just, you know, and in terms of coaching, I think it's like all of them. You want to evaluate his game, you know, ease him towards his strength, which is easy with him because he has a very good idea of how he has to play. And then try to find ways to utilize him at the offensive end of the floor. So, you know, it's you know, I think that's the way to go. He's playing well. He's doing a good job, and he's a very hard worker.
And you know what? I know Magic fans are excited to see what the year holds, and we take it day by day with him and look forward to his debut potentially on Saturday. But a guy like DJ Augustine, Coach, I look at that for you. How much do you appreciate? He probably doesn't get the recognition, in my opinion, that he deserves on a national level and maybe even with fans that see him every night. But just everything that he's about for you is the right thing. Just touch on how much you appreciate a guy like that running the ship for you.
Well, I think this is, if he's not appreciated by whatever, media, whatever, I would feel very confident saying that the guys he's played with in the past appreciate him. And I know that guys that have coached have a great respect for him. You know, when I first got the job here, two of the first guys I spoke with were Stan and Tom Thibodeau. And they both coached him and said, you're going to love Augustine. And I do. And if we're going to have a really good year here, he's going to be right in the middle of it. You know, he and Markel can play together. DJ is smart. He's skilled. He's coming off a really good year. And you're going to play a smart, intelligent, hard-nosed game when he's out on the floor.
All right, Coach, I always appreciate the time. The last thing I'll ask you is Saturday's game. What kind of things are you going to be looking for as you put a game plan together for that? And what do you hope comes out of Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the one thing I like, we're playing six games, and they're all really good teams. So the thing that you'll know about San Antonio is, even though it's an exhibition game early in the year, is – the ball will be moving. So they're going to put a lot of pressure on your defense to go from one play to the next. And the other thing is they have a post-up game. So it'll give us a good chance to work on, you know, our post defense and maybe some double skip team schemes and stuff like that. But, you know, they're a great team to play in the preseason.
Well, that's fantastic. It may surprise you. I've not seen as much film as you on the San Antonio Spurs. So we completely trust whatever you have for us on Saturday.
I figured that you'll do that on the plane, if I know you well.
That's right. I'll get all caught. I'll sit back there with Lionel. He'll catch me up. All right, Cliff, I appreciate it. Best of luck on Saturday, and we'll see you down there again tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Dante.
You got it. Magic head coach Steve Clifford giving us a minute here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Magic fans, be at the center of the excitement as the team takes on the top opponents. See teams like the Lakers, Warriors, and 76ers as they visit Amway Center. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. It's big games above all. Special thanks to head coach Steve Clifford. Jake Chapman joins me when we return to Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/GoMagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Here comes T. Ross. The headband's on. He'll fire for three. Three in a row. Yes, sir.
Magic fans, bring your group out and experience the best Amway Center has to offer. You can play where the pros play with our Court of Dreams package or perform pregame and let Center Court become center stage. You can also join the kids' tunnel and high-five the pros. The group experiences are endless. What are you waiting for? Call 407-89-MAGIC to take advantage of these amazing group opportunities. Special price available for groups of 10 or more.
Aaron Gordon takes a handoff, comes down the baseline, got to the top and rammed it home. Back-to-back dunks, Orlando. This is a three-point game.
Hi, this is Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford. Since day one, the Orlando Magic have trusted the professionals at Jewett Orthopedic Clinic to keep us in the game. We not only think they are the best orthopedic group in Orlando, we think they are the best throughout the NBA. So go where the pros go and get back in the game with Jewett Orthopedic Clinic. Jewett Orthopedic Clinic, the official team physicians for your Orlando Magic.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime, redefined.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
Advent Health and Southwest Airlines are teaming up to provide Magic fans the opportunity to catch a game on the road this season in one of three destinations: Houston, Denver, or Milwaukee. One grand prize winner will receive two tickets to a game in the selected city, airfare, lodging, and $200 in spending money. Five second prize winners will receive 20,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points. For more information and to enter, visit OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. That's OrlandoMagic.com/getaway. Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic Nike Swingman jersey in the color of your choice. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's 6 miles at 6 a.m. For others, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com.
This is Mohamed Bamba of the Orlando Magic. Stuck in traffic? Then keep your dial on Magic Drive Time.
Yes, sir, Mo Bamba, we appreciate the plug. I know you're listening. Every time Mo leaves the arena about 6 o'clock, he's got it tuned in to 96.9 The Game. Great to hear from Mo. Special thanks again to Magic head coach Steve Clifford dropping some terrific insight, as he always does. And as we close out the show, got about 8 minutes to do so, we'll bring in our producer, Jake Chapman. And again, it's always interesting to me, Jake. You heard him mention Tracy McGrady, right? So here's a guy that I covered for 4 years here with the Orlando Magic. You came after he left, mm-hmm. but you got to cover him in the league.
Yep.
When you were an intern here, your first go around, and maybe even when you left, kind of in the twilight of his career. But one of the best to ever do it. He's a Hall of Famer. In my time, I don't know if I saw a more prolific scorer, a guy that could get it going at any moment. And anytime you can have that guy in your arsenal to bring to your youngsters, 21-year-old, 22-year-old Jonathan Isaac on his birthday, 21-year-old Fultz, Bamba, and all these young guys, boy, what a card to be able to play if you're Steve Clifford.
Do they remember him? Is Jonathan Isaac like, oh, that guy's on TV?
We're getting to that point, though, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Really are getting to that point, though.
Tracy is, and I did not cover him his first time around, but everybody who did, and you can speak to this, he was great with the media at that point, and he's really good at conveying messages at public speaking. And so I would think for a guy like Jonathan Isaac, you mentioned Markel and some of these guys, not only did they grow up watching him play, and maybe some of them are, in fact, a little too young, but they've seen him on TV, and they know just the presence that Tracy McGrady brings, what he still means to us here in Central Florida. Quick story, I did cover him when he was with the Knicks.
Okay,
he was in town, and he was recovering from the back, and I asked him, would you be willing, as you're working back from injury, would you be willing to accept a six-man type role with this team? And he scoffed. He cussed at me.
Ooh.
He said, I have not fallen off that much. And I said, that's what makes a great player. Tracy McGrady, he was never
awesome.
Willing to accept the fact that he couldn't, because he's another one of these guys. Had that back never gone and he had some other issues, Houston and then, you know, New York and Detroit in the back end of his career, we were robbed of a couple really good McGrady years.
Yes, we
and
were.
People forget how good he was. It was T-Mac and Kobe for a couple years there at the top of the league. And nobody else was doing what those guys were doing. I mean, one of the best scorers, but he was was so good with the ball in his hands, creating for his teammates. He was a pretty special player.
No, he certainly was. And it's funny you say that. My first year, my intern year, we had Dominique Wilkins here in Orlando.
Okay.
And I remember Dominique Wilkins at the time, 35, 36, obviously well past his prime. I think he only played 30 games that year. But he went out and had a 10 or 12 point game. And I remember him sitting in the locker room and telling all of us, people still don't know how to guard me in this league. He's right. Man, scorers, they always think they can roll out of bed and score to 50, 60, 70 years old, and a lot of them are right. But anyway, having that guy in your arsenal, being able to have Tracy McGrady teaching some footwork to some of your youngsters, some post moves, and how to get that quick shot off, I think can only be a big thing for a guy like Jonathan Isaac. And J.I., 22 today, so happy birthday to Jonathan Isaac. He said what a great birthday present that was for him. For me, I think if I was 22, if I was able to do some post-work with Larry Bird, that would have been incredible. That would have been an unbelievable birthday present to me. For you, would it have been Brad Daugherty? Craig Helo?
Boy.
Mark Price? Who would you...
Mark Price.
Above anybody, who would you want to have to have worked with on your 22nd birthday?
When I was producing in Cleveland, and if you remember, right before I left, Mark was here for what, just 1 year,
right?
As shooting coach?
Yes, he was.
And I never mustered up the courage to go up and say anything to him. We didn't see him very often.
Sure,
he was
sure.
Always, you know, working with the guys. But when I was in
Plus
Cleveland,
the restraining order he had on
there
you.
Was also that was security was on heightened alert every time yes. Mark and I were in the
you
gym
had to worry
together.
About that, right?
I did book him for my show in Cleveland, and so I was texting with him and I spoke with him on the phone. And now I'm 35, so it was a little pathetic, but I did have that moment. So
of
I think
course.
I think maybe hitting Mark Price on some curls and
right,
and getting
that.
Some assists. Oh, it'd be amazing. That'd
Could
be
you
great.
Imagine that? Wouldn't that be a dream come true? So imagine now, whoever your favorite athlete or one of the most prolific in your time, and Jonathan Isaac is getting to play that out. I think that can only be incredibly beneficial for him moving forward. And I think, Jake, we get caught up as Magic fans, as NBA fans, whatever it may be, and what is this team going to do this year? Okay, yeah, we finished 42-40 last year. We know about the finish. We know about the defense. We know about the continuity, everybody coming back. But yes, we expect to be better. Yes, it would be awesome if we could be better than seventh in the postseason. Yes, it'd be great to host in the first round. And it would be unbelievable, and it should be everyone's goal to win a series or two in the postseason. Not to just get there, but let's compete. The Eastern Conference is wide open. But even if I think at some point we need to take a step back and we need to think about this team moving forward. 21-year-old Markelle Fultz, 21-year-old Mo Bamba, 22-year-old Jonathan Isaac, 24-year-old Aaron Gordon. Can we just stop for a second and look forward 3-4 years from now? What does that group of players possibly look like in the NBA 3 or 4 years from now?
That's what's so exciting. JT was talking yesterday, and David was. I was talking with David a little bit on Tuesday, and we were talking specifically about J.I. I mean, you
sure.
See how much J.I. has grown in just his short time in the league, how much he's grown literally as a human over the course of the summer.
Right.
And you picture that 2-3 years down the road, but then you tie in Markelle, and of course... Oh. Mo Bamba, and you start to think about what these guys, and we forget Aaron Gordon feels like such a veteran, but 24 years old.
Absolutely.
And still certainly his best basketball in front of him. So that's the beauty of, I think, what they've done here is you have that continuity, you have your veterans coming back, you have that bedrock sort of what the team is and what the roster looks like now, and then you see a couple years down the road what it could potentially look like. The future is certainly very bright.
No, it is, and I think it doesn't mean we don't have expectations now.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean we don't want to be better than 42 wins last year, but I think you can be excited about now, you can be excited about next year, but I think what Magic fans should be most excited about is what this group looks like in a few years.
And
you got to keep them all together, and this contract, you know, the stipulations and all that goes into it, but assuming that's going to be the bulk of your nucleus and these other guys that you currently have as well. Just think about the jump that those three in particular could make in the next couple
of
years.
But I think, and you pinpointed kind of the problem with the timelines, and I talked about this a little bit before, the timelines and the process in Philadelphia, and when you build and you go completely young, now you got a lot of guys who aren't necessarily learning from veterans how to play the game and what it takes to be a professional, and then if they do all hit and you're lucky enough to hit
yes.
in the draft, then you have a whole bunch of guys at
right.
age 23, 24 coming up on the end of their rookie deal. balls and you got to make those tough decisions. See Oklahoma City
yes.
about a decade ago. So the idea of having the future in place and the young players there, but still having veterans and having kind of that that range of age on roster, I think that's the way you have to build a contending team.
No, I think you got a good point, and especially in this market, and they've done a great job of that. Boy, you are in mid-season form. Your first week back, we haven't even done a full week of shows. You got a game on Saturday. How's everything feeling? All these emotions.
It's fun. I've sweated more in the last couple weeks.
And you're a sweater anyways.
Yeah, so I'm a sweater anyways. I've gone through four shirts already this afternoon. getting back down to Florida and being a part of this has been a blast. I'm back where I belong, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're so thankful to have you back here. We're excited about the season. David Steele is going to join us on the broadcast here tomorrow. We look forward to having some fun interacting with David Steele. The first broadcast comes your way on Saturday right here on 96.9 The Game. How exciting is that? Go to iTunes. You can go to the Magic website as well. You can hear Steve Clifford in his entirety right here on Magic Drive Time. We'll be back again tomorrow, 6 o'clock, with David Steele right here on 96.9 The Game.
The Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center is the official destination for authentic Magic gear, including the latest apparel for men, women, and children. Pick up clothing and accessories for any type of fan. Purchase cool collectibles and memorabilia, or snag our latest Nike jerseys to feel like your favorite Orlando Magic players. Stop by the team shop at Amway Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., or head to OrlandoMagicShop.com to get your gear now.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.